Kiwi's Voice of Indonesia with the newsline. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon has pledged to significantly strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Timor Leste, particularly in the cultural sphere, coinciding with the 23rd anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two nations. The minister in Jakarta on Tuesday said he had identified several areas with great potential for cooperation, including the exchange of art and cultural heritage, collaboration on preserving local traditions, and the development of culture-based creative industries. Quoted from rri.co.id, Minister Fadli Zon believes these initiatives will not only preserve heritage, but also open new avenues for innovation and economic growth in both countries. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry has affirmed the country's major stride in reinforcing its competitiveness in the global carbon trading market, as marked by the signing of a Mutual Recognition Agreement, or MRA, between Indonesian Greenhouse Gas Emission Reduction Certification and the Verified Carbon Standard Program by VERA. Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Norofik in a statement on Monday said these agreements aim to transform Indonesia's comparative strengths into competitive advantages in the international carbon market. Quoted from rri.co.id, to date, 14 projects proponents have been supported in transitioning to the Article 6.4 mechanism under the Paris Agreement, while 60 projects have been proposed in collaboration with Japan under Article 6.2. Indonesia is also targeting up to 12 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent through its partnership with Norway's Article 6 Climate Action Fund. Listener, that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Logika. termangu hatiku. Kau menggenggam kumana indahnya. Berdamai dengan apa yang terjadi. Kunci dari semua masalah ini jujur tak mudah untuk malah kau pergi. Soal hati bukan yang diyakini. Oh, gila tak masuk logika. Termangu hatiku. Kau menggenggam ku mana adanya.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be. But they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. We're not that different. You'll be in my.
Coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special, more special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolo Bolo is Hill on the Clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Ini kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expanded because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lalahuta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lalahuta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lalahuta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Boni Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lalahuta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end the relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lalahuta. Enjoy the song.
Kini perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Membunuh cintaku,
filled into the radio service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. While a lot of people decided to be a jerk, Indonesian weightlifter Rizky Juniansah decided to set a new world record for clean and jerk after lifting 204 kilograms, a feat that secured him the gold medal in the World Weightlifting Championships in Fort Norway. And anyway, besides making the world record, he also won two gold medals in a man's 79 kilogram class on Monday evening. Reported by JakartaGlobe.com, it seems that this record breaking cemented his position as Indonesia's most successful lifter.
Keep on standing in my light. Stop, you don't wanna get no closer, cause I touch like midnight in July. I know that look, I've seen it before, and I'm keeping score. Got you right where I want you. How you like that, baby? You've been way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Lima hari sudah ku rindu, tak bisa ku menghubungimu. Kau sedang dengan dirinya, sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku. Mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku untuk menyimpan, karena bukan aku yang milikimu. Sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku.
Listener, if you want to get new and accurate information related to Indonesia, you can go to rri.co.id. rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia. It brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Ku ingin kau tahu isi hatiku. Rembulan pun tahu saat kau di sini pelita menemani, dan bintang pun tahu semesta menari.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it
pas
was not wet. It was
itu.
Not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption.
Selasa,
only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening,
Rabu,
the big eruption
Rabu.
Happened.
Dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday,
Rabu,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slop feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di kita.
Our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimal 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi, beras dari air galunggung itu,
before galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is
Cianjur,
produced from galunggung water,
mana
is premium.
Ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur, satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. They are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce one ton. If three times a year, it means three tons. In the past, it was only two tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or three times. Blessing, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Differently. to be when you kissed me slowly. Did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Diru diru nina, oh, 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 o we